We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck, and we come to you from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We are here every Monday to recap the previous weekend's UB Bulls football game with Coach Leipold and preview this weekend's upcoming game. We're going to talk a little bit about the game at Miami. We're going to talk a lot more about the homecoming game Saturday against Ohio with Coach. But let's start off, as you've had a chance to digest the game tape and look back over it. What's been your observations, notes, things you've talked to the team about what happened in the 34-20 loss in Oxford?
Well, I think the main things still stay apparent. Field position, turnovers, penalties are some of the biggest things that were detrimental in the game to us. 10 penalties, 12 men on the field during trying to get caught in a substitution package. They went tempo on us, unsportsmanlike on hitting the snapper, which we...
Are we sure it was the snapper?
That's what we're trying to find out right now. Those type of things were positive-wise. I thought our defense played with great effort. And, seven times Miami started drives on our side of the 50-yard line. And coupled with four turnovers and those penalties we just mentioned, that's a tough... recipe to come away with victories if you're going to give the opponents that.
Your defense has played well. We'll talk a little bit more about where their ranking is, but it's regardless of how good your defense is, if you're going to make life that easy on your opponent with those kind of drive starts, any good college offense is going to be able to figure out a way to score in half of those, right?
Yeah, you would think so. And, I think there was, a turnover and, we held them four plays, no yards, field goal. We 10, I forgot what Nelson was, like 10 plays, almost 14 yards, maybe a penalty in there. But it was like some really good stands. But again, our coverage units weren't where they needed to be. We hit the returner on a fair catch, gave them, you know, put the ball in, all those little things. And, you know, as people may ask, you know, what is it? You know, where's the stomach? If it was one or two things, we could try to find, you know, or make changes with that. It's a matter of consistency across the board. We have to be more balanced offensively. We ran the ball well again. You know, the two running backs had good days. I thought we played pretty decent up front. But in order for us to, you know, we've got to be able to have a drive like we did for our first scoring drive and have that kind of balance.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. We're breaking down Saturday's game against Miami. You very quickly shot me down in the post game, and I understand why, because you said you didn't want to use those as any excuses. But penalties and the inopportune penalty at the moment and the little mistakes here and there, is it at all a product of maybe having a younger team than it was a year? We didn't see these a year ago because you had a little more of a veteran team. Is that, as you try to connect those, is there some connectivity to that?
There very well could be. We've tried to talk about it as a staff on Sunday. We looked at a lot of different things. Not only is it last year, the last 2 years we've been in the top two in the league of least penalized. And as a head coach and as a program, we took a lot of pride in that. And now to see what we're doing, you try to find out why. Well, you know, is it youth? Is it immaturity? Is it, you know, you know, are we not coaching it well enough? All those things, and it has to start with the head coach first, and you go through it. But, you know, some of our things is the last two seasons, you know, now how quickly this roster has kind of become young again or inexperienced, that we've tried to emphasize to our players to understand the things that got us to the point of where we've been the last few seasons and never lose sight of that and keep stressing the day-to-day things that need to be done to be successful.
All right, you touched on it. Let's talk about, there were some positives in this game, and one of them primarily continues to be the consistency in the running game. 309 yards rushing, 6.3 yards per carry. Jarrett Patterson, 183 yards and a touchdown. Kevin Marks, 101 yards and a touchdown. The running game in itself, how is it working so well? How has it been able to be so consistent week to week?
Well, it starts up front. You know, again, those experienced linemen, Mike Nowitzki, you know, is kind of on the job training and learning. And you know, it's been up and down for Mike, but he's continued to battle. I think he's taken the majority of all the snaps at center. But then you look at all the guys around him. Evan Kasarcha continues to play very steady. Coyote Awashika does. Again, our tackles have been very, very consistent. Paul Nosworthy had one of his best games, and he's been battling some health things. Tomas has been banged up a little bit. Jacob Gall, though, comes in and never misses a beat in what we're doing. So that depth and experience has allowed us to do a lot of things.
Rushing offense now with 1,201 yards on the season, averaging 240 yards per game. That's number two in the MAC. It's top 20, 18th in the country. Any of those numbers surprise you?
Not really, and not boastfully. I think, you know, again, the amount of run, you know, how much we've been running the ball, what we wanted to kind of, at least through this first half of the season, kind of get ourselves to a point to establish that. I think we need to be, like I said, we want to be able to still run the ball with that type of effectiveness. But in order for us to be, we've got to be able to throw the ball better as well.
Well, I think, I wonder if you'll say that Matt Myers saw a few things that he hadn't seen before in this game. And you know, particularly some of the blitzes that Miami threw at him that led to a couple of the big turnovers. Is that just going to, every week, good defensive coordinators are going to dip into their bag of tricks for Matt?
I think so. I think, you know, anytime you have a young quarterback, you're going to find ways to confuse him and try ways to get hits on him and do those things that happened. Some of those are on us, whether it be game planning, whether it be protections, You know, some are on the quarterback, and Matt would admit this too, of directing protection and identification. And then you credit Miami for causing some of those things. So we've got to be able to lessen the hits on the quarterback, especially in the throwing game that we had last week.
Yeah, Matt took a couple of hard ones. He wound up leaving the game in the second half. Any update on his status and situation for this week?
Not at this time. It's still early in the week. Hopefully, again, he continues to work through things, and we'll have him available for Saturday.
All right. We'll talk a little more about the defense, because that is worthy of a few minutes of our time as well, too, with what the defense has been doing overall through the first five games. And we'll dive into a preview of the Ohio Bobcats. That's when we come back. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Game day returns to UB Stadium on Saturday, October 5th, when UB hosts Ohio for the annual homecoming game presented by Town Auto. Before kickoff, enjoy a tailgate concert by Nerds Gone Wild, food trucks, kid-friendly entertainment, and more. Kickoff is at 3:30. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbowls.com.
The fall sales event is on at Town Hyundai. This month, lease a new 2019 Sonata SE for $189 per month. That's right, only $189 per month, to include America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and Hyundai Assurance. Visit TownHyundaiBuffalo.com. 36-month lease and 10,000 miles per year. Zero down plus taxes, first payment, and fees due at lease signing. Lease responsible for maintenance and excess wear at lease end. Interest rates and payments on approved credit. Offer good through 9/30/19.
We love our town.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implant.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com.
At Mountain Dew, we say here's to the doers.
The people who know you gotta do what you gotta do.
Who do it big.
Then do it bigger.
Who don't just watch.
So if there's something you wanna do,
here's a little advice.
Grab yourself an ice cold Mountain Dew.
And get to it.
That's right. Get going.
Get started.
Stand up.
Jump up.
Grab hold of it.
Work it out.
Grind it out.
Get stoked.
Get passionate.
And do it.
Don't ask how you should do it.
Don't ask if it can be done.
Because there are those who don't.
And those who do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Let's do.
Do the do.
Game day returns to UB Stadium on Saturday, October 5th, when UB hosts Ohio for the annual homecoming game presented by Town Auto. Before kickoff, enjoy a tailgate concert by Nerds Gone Wild, food trucks, kid-friendly entertainment, and more. Kickoff is at 3:30. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit ubbowls.com.
Welcome back to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria, and this is the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. As we continue to break down the Bulls game at Miami last weekend, but now turn our focus to this weekend's game against the Ohio Bobcats. It's homecoming. It's a 3:30 kickoff at UB Stadium. Stampede Square opens at 12:30. At 1:30, it's Nerds Gone Wild on the concert stage. You can hear the game right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPN Plus. Before we get into the Bobcats, Coach, your defense now, number one in the MAC, total defense, 310 yards per game, under 100 yards allowed rushing defense. That's number one in the MAC, 21st in the country. Again, as Brian Borland said to me after the game, doesn't matter where they start, we have to stop them anyway. But the defense consistently every game this year continues to limit teams' ability to do things offensively. How excited and how proud are you of what they've done?
Yeah, very proud of, especially Saturday's game, because of the short fields and the way they, you know, shut some things down, had their backs against the wall. I know Coach was talking to the defense today. Can't remember the last time we had a goal line stand like we did. And, you know, with a goal line defense in there, that was encouraging to see. When you look at the improvement on some things that we've made since the Liberty game, especially second half of Penn State, we've taken some great strides, and that's with, you know, a couple linebackers down and things like that. So this group has the ability to get even better. We have to stay consistent. And, you know, with Ohio coming in, it's going to be a great test because, you know, they add some option. They add some, you know, some play actions that you don't see. They look like they're running speed option, pull it back. You know, those are very difficult things along with other things that makes it a complex offense to stop.
You mentioned the linebackers. One of the standouts is linebacker Tim Terry. He's going to join us later on in the show, but he's coming off 10 tackles, a new career high. He's had to fill in for Kadafi Wright and for James Patterson. Tell everybody what they need to know and what you've seen so far from Tim Terry, the number five on defense. Got to be specific about that because there's two really good number fives. He's the number five on defense.
Well, you know, it's been encouraging and exciting to watch Tim Terry kind of come into his own as a player. A lot of times that comes through experience and getting thrown in there, but big, tall linebacker. You know, we recruited Tim out of the Pittsburgh area. You know, we're looking for that type of length. We talked length many times on the show about, you know, guys with some height, wingspan, take up some space. Kadafi Wright and him, when they're on the field together, those are two of the tallest, longest of linebackers we've been able to play with. So to watch him, you know, he's played the rover position when Kadafi Wright was out. You know, that's more walked out on a slot receiver. This week he had to start on the short side at the will linebacker spot, more into the boundary. A lot of things can come that way, and I thought he responded with a really nice game.
Yeah, we'll hear more from Tim, a little more of his background coming up later on the show. All right, let's dive into the Bobcats. It's this week's Keys to the Game, presented by Town BMW, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. We love our town. The Bobcats come in at 1-3, and this series has been incredibly unique. The home team hasn't lost since 2009 in this series. Bulls have won four straight at home. It's been 10 years since the home team lost a game in this series. Any explanation for how that's worked out? At times, the Bobcats have been really good and lost here. Bulls have been good or bad and won here, and vice versa the other way.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those matchups. I don't know. Let's just hope it keeps going that way, Paul. But, you know, Ohio's a well-coached team. I think the last few years we have played them later in the schedule. So you don't know how that always is, whether teams, you know, is it by health? Is it by where they're at in the standings? Do they know their fate? Are they still playing for something? Last year we went down there. You know, things were going well for us. We knew we were in pretty good position. They had their backs to the wall a little bit of fighting for certain things. And I think they came out with great energy, really took it to us. We did not match that at all. So we just hope it's one of those things because they're going to be – Frank Solich has been really the pillar of consistency in this conference. You know, with his staff, with how they go about it, the depth, the fifth-year players they develop, well-coached. And as we know, it'll be a big challenge, and our guys are excited about it.
The Bobcats are 1-3. They have a win over Rhode Island. They have losses to Pittsburgh, Marshall, and Louisiana, and they're coming off a bye, so they didn't play last week. What have you seen from them through those first four games? What can you draw from those first four?
Well, much like last week's opponent in Miami, don't get caught up in the record because they again, as another school, has played a very challenging non-conference schedule. And you know, think back to the Liberty game. I talked about that Louisiana was a pretty good football team, and they showed it by going up to Ohio and you know, getting a win in Athens there is pretty big. You know, Pittsburgh, you know, they're always going to be tough playing at Pitt. That was a close game. Those two have battled well there, and then Marshall's always a rival game for them. So they played a lot of close games. You know, had a week, extra week to prepare for us, extra week to get healthy. I know they'll be ready at full throttle.
Nathan Rourke is one of the more dynamic players at quarterback in the MAC, second team all MAC quarterback behind Tyree Jackson a year ago. A lot of people think he's in line to be the preseason, you know, the player of the year
coming into this year. Here's the one interesting stat about Rourke that I found was he's accounted for 85 career touchdowns in 30 career games, passing and running. You know, we've seen, Bulls fans have seen over the last 2 years of him, he, like you said, he's a really hard player to prepare for and stop because he's 50% runner and 50% passer in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I don't sleep a lot now, Paul. You didn't do anything to
Sorry
help
about
that.
Okay. Sorry.
So, but yeah, he's, you know, within the scheme, he's ideal for what they do. And the thing is, when you watch games of him and he's scrambling or it's play action, nobody ever gets a clean hit on him. It's very rare. A lot of times somebody may get an arm on him. He'll get away with it. If he doesn't make the completion, at least gets the ball thrown in. So he's very savvy, very accurate, can run, throw. So you really got to be disciplined in your keys. And like I said before, like their option passing game is really good because he's going to take the ball down the line. Then he's going to pull it back a few yards. And next thing you know, there's somebody, you know, wide open somewhere. They do such a good job with that. And he's the catalyst to it. But one thing that we can do is if we can control like it, it's always going to start up front. We got to be able to slow the run game down, get them in predictable down in distances, and then from there we have a chance.
All right, I'm going to help you sleep a little better now because I'm going to tell you the two guys that have been trouble for you to stop and the whole MAC to stop, A.J. Olet, the running back, Poppy White, the wide receiver, they're gone. So that might get you a few extra winks.
There you go. But unfortunately, I've watched those first four games and saw some of the players they've replaced with. Probably not as high-profile names or as many years, but a good stable of running backs. Again, a variety of receivers by height, speed, how they use them. Very solid in the tight end position. All those things, but that's what you'd expect from the team that's predicted to win the league.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, we continue our Town BMW keys to the game, getting you ready for Buffalo and Ohio on Saturday. I know you have. We've talked a lot over the years about your connection and your admiration for Frank Solich. He is within range now, I think, four wins away from the all-time MAC head coaching record. So he's done it over incredible. But here's the one interesting thing I found about Frank. This is the first time in 17 years as the head coach at Ohio that he doesn't have the same coordinators because his longtime defensive coordinator, Jimmy Burrow, left to go watch his son Joe Burrow play quarterback at LSU. Did that throw Frank off kilter there, not having the same guys?
You know, I don't. You know, Frank has been with Tim Elbin and Jimmy Burrow the whole time, and both those guys worked with him at Nebraska, so they've had a good relationship. I think there's communication somewhere down the line. As Jimmy Burrow told me one summer, he goes, "It's going to be hard for me when Joe was at Ohio State. If we're playing at Eastern Michigan and Joe's playing in the big house in Ann Arbor, that I'm not there supporting my son." And I really give a lot of credit to Jim Burrow to kind of step aside. But, you know, Coach Collins has taken over, has been there almost as long. They have a great working staff. So, yeah, maybe not the coordinator, but the same thoughts and process of how they go about it. And but like I said, one of the things when you look for stability, and I think that's one of the things we need to be proud of here, is that we've been able to keep the majority of our assistant coaches. And that gives us a chance to keep building what we want to build here. And a lot of those things we take from what Frank has done at Ohio.
All right, Coach, good luck on Saturday. Going to be fun. Homecoming against the Ohio Bobcats. 3:30 kickoff at UB Stadium. Coach, we'll see you there on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Paul.
That's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. These have been our Town BMW keys to the game. More to come on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Bulls fans, visit WNYAutoCare.com to locate the finest neighborhood automotive repair shops in the Buffalo area. All of these independent and family-owned repair shops are held to the highest standards of training and use the best parts for each job. At all Western New York Auto Care shops, we make sure that every job is done in a friendly atmosphere and offer peace of mind with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Visit WNYAutoCare.com today to see what sets our auto repair centers apart from the competition.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
Hey everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see? Every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments, it doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at kaleidahealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We thank Coach for some pretty good insight, not only into the Miami game, but this coming weekend's game against the Ohio Bobcats. Don't forget, we're here at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway every Monday. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. Now time to turn to some of our player interviews, and one of the more interesting players who probably stepped into some of the biggest shoes to fill this year is center Mike Nowitzki, redshirt freshman, replacing James O'Hagan on a veteran offensive line, and it hasn't slowed the Bulls down from leading the MAC in rushing. How has he been able to do it? Let's find out as we spend a couple of minutes with Bulls center Mike Nowitzki.
Well, Mike, let's start by talking about the way this season has gone for this offensive line and the running game in particular, a running game that leads the MAC and is in one of the nation's top rushing attacks. Any of that surprise you at all?
I think that just through the offseason, we knew we had high expectations, and we're just kind of fulfilling them every week. You know, we just got to keep coming to play and be consistent. There's no bye weeks in the MAC. You know, every week is a very tough game, and we're just looking to improve every week.
First MAC game against Miami last week, how was it different than the other games? Was there some anticipation level on your front about going into the first MAC game?
Yeah, it's always different when you play in a conference. It means a little bit more than the outer conference games, but at the end of the day, you just go out there, strap it up, and play.
You have started all five games as a redshirt freshman here. You kind of took control of this job, maybe even back in the spring. Give me a sense of whether it has met the expectations that you thought it was going to meet, being a collegiate Division I starting center.
It's a lot of work, but I'm grateful to have great guys around me that help me every play and make me look good when I maybe even make mistakes. Having four veterans and Jacob Gall, too, who has a lot of experience from last year. Them, all of us just being on the same page, everybody helping each other, it's been a great help.
Was there a sort of an odd feeling that you had this veteran group of four returning starters and you're the one guy that wasn't? And that is what it is, but I mean, was there like, oh man, I better live up to the standards?
Yeah, it was definitely high expectations, especially coming in in Jimmy's footsteps. Jimmy was kind of leading on them, and now I just kind of had I had big shoes to fill, no doubt. And like I said, they've been doing a great job helping me along the way.
With Bulls starting center Mike Nowitzki, redshirt freshman, 6'5", 295 pounds from Victor, New York. Well, you mentioned James O'Hagan, and let's go down that route. How much did he influence you last year? How much did you learn from him? How much do you think some of the things that you're doing already now are Jimmy O'Hagan things?
I can't even tell you how much he's impacted me. Never even playing the position before, and working with him every day last year on just the little things. It's paying off big time. And even off the field and, you know, the film room, he even showed me, you know, tips and, you know, how to see stuff on film differently and how to pick up cues. But I can't even, the amount of impact that he's had so far. So,
what did it mean for you to have him take you sort of under your, under his wing last year? You didn't have to do that. He must have seen something in you that he was willing to do that.
Yeah, he's a great guy. You know, we talk very frequently too, and I even asked him about, you know, playing in the MAC, you know, what he saw last year, because, you know, a lot of people return. So, I mean, he's a great guy, and, you know, I'm just very honored that he believed in me and helped me out.
Well, you're starting to play a lot like him. When are we going to start to see the other parts of the James O'Hagan influence? Eye black, long hair, shirtless, are any of those things coming?
That's not my cup of tea. I like to keep my hair short, and I like to put on a shirt.
Good to know. You mentioned the weight gain. That takes us to the next interesting part of your sort of transition was you were a tight end in high school, and you went to Victor, where your teammates at various times in high school were Zach LaFave and Austin Kunick. But you're a tight end. How do you make the transition from tight end to center?
It wasn't easy, especially changing positions on the field and, you know, getting my body right. It's a different change. I played my senior season about 265, but I was a lean 265. And then, you know, last year just kind of gained weight and lifted a lot of weights with the developmental group. And it wasn't easy all the time, but, you know, I just had to keep, you know, chugging along.
People probably think it's harder to lose weight. It might be harder to gain it and to gain it the right way. Tell everybody how you were able to do it.
Absolutely. I think it's very hard to keep and maintain weight, especially for a guy like me where my body can, you know, fluctuate weight really fast. I could drop 5 pounds in a day if I don't keep up. So it's about maintaining, it's about being consistent. After practice and every meal, you know, 4 meals a day, I have to be consistent with that and being hydrated all the time.
Well, Mike Novitski, when it comes to Victor, New York, a lot of people might know you more famously for your lacrosse exploits. You were one of the best lacrosse players in this country. You had, I know, a lot of opportunities to continue to play lacrosse at the next level. Take me into a little bit of the thinking about how a lacrosse player transitions to football and what made you decide to go this route.
Yeah, originally I was committed to the University of Virginia, and I was, you know, very grateful to have Coach Stargia offer me, and I accepted it as a freshman. And then as the years kind of went on, you know, being a freshman, I was really young. There was a lot of time for change. I just continually got bigger, and there was a coaching change in Virginia. And I just kind of went the other ways. And, you know, Buffalo, I was looking to go for football because I was getting a lot bigger. And I just, you know, took a lot to the game. I love football. And, you know, just saw what opportunities I could get, and Buffalo came along. And I think it was a good choice.
You miss lacrosse at all?
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing like football in the fall, and you know, all my friends and stuff, they still play lacrosse, so I'm still connected in that. And it's pretty cool to watch them, and I think that they find it pretty cool to watch me.
Well, keep up the good work. The fact that your name hasn't come up a whole lot is probably the ultimate compliment for an offensive lineman, isn't it?
Absolutely. They only recognize when I make mistakes, so I'll stay under the radar as long as, you know, we can keep, you know, getting better.
Yeah, there hadn't been very many of those. Mike, congratulations on the start of the season.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, we talk with Bulls linebacker Tim Terry, another one of those key players emerging for the Bulls this season. That's next on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical Heating and
Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, You'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Fall sales event is on at Town Hyundai. This month, lease a new 2019 Sonata SE for $189 per month. That's right, only $189 per month to include America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and Hyundai Assurance. Visit TownHyundaiBuffalo.com. 36-month lease and 10,000 miles per year. Zero down plus taxes, first payment, and fees due at lease signing. Lease responsible for maintenance and excess wear at lease end. Interest rates and payments on approved credit. Offer good through 9/30/19.
We love our town.
Bulls fans, come hungry to Stampede Square this year and be sure to visit our food trucks located next to the tailgate concert series for the first four home UB football games. Food Truck Row's starting lineup will include Loy's Taco Truck, the Cheesy Chick Food Truck, the Flaming Fish Food Truck, as well as the Big Blue Food Truck. Food Truck Row is a great addition to UB's already spectacular tailgating experience, which includes live music, inflatables, and much more. So come early and hungry to UB Stadium this season.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're at Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria, getting you ready for homecoming on Saturday as the Bulls host the Ohio Bobcats, a 3:30 kickoff at UB Stadium. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520, and you can see it on ESPN Plus. And when you see it and listen to it, you're going to hear us talk a lot about a linebacker who wears number 5. He has been one of the key players this season for the Bulls, and his name is Tim Terry. Well, Tim, let's talk about I know there's some disappointment for you about the loss to Miami, but self-satisfaction-wise, a career-high 10 tackles, and you were flying all over the field. Are you starting to feel like this game's getting a little bit easier for you?
Yes, sir. It's becoming more comfortable. I'm getting comfortable out there, understanding what I need to do in order for the team to get a win.
17 tackles and a sack in the last two games. Are those the best indications that you're not thinking as much?
Yes, sir. I'm just going out having fun. That's all it's about.
Is that the big transition for a younger player like yourself who's moved into the starting lineup for the first time, less thinking and more reacting?
Yes, because you know when you first get out there, you don't want to make no mistakes. You're worried about what you got to do. But once you know how to play, you just go fast.
You've started the last four games, including your first career start at Penn State. For a Pittsburgh kid, what was that thrill like?
It was a blessing. I was excited the whole game. No matter what the outcome was, I was happy to be out there with my brothers playing on a big stage.
I'm sure that's something you thought a little bit about. I mean, what's that moment when you walk out there and you're for the first play of the game and you're staring at 100,000 people in a place that you probably have a pretty good amount of knowledge about?
It's a dream come true, you know. You just get out there. You see everybody, you just think, like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I need to do out here to get a win.
All right, well, where Tim is supposed to be is playing a big role in this Buffalo defense. Sophomore linebacker, 6'2", 220 from Pittsburgh. You've played both sides, both outside linebacker spots. When Kadafi Wright gets hurt, you kind of filled in from there, but you've been rotating. Is there a big difference? Is it hard to adjust to going from one side to the other?
I wouldn't say hard. You just got to know the different types of focus with your gaps and your different type of assignments outside the box and inside the box. That's mainly it.
Last year, you got a chance to play a little bit, a lot on special teams. What's the transition like from a redshirt freshman year to then sort of a backup and a special teams guy, and then the next year kind of moving right into the lineup like you have?
Well, you know, you got to play your part in the team. Whatever they want you to do, you have to do it. So just coming from being a special teams player, I'm make that amount, do as good as I could in that. Other than that,
what'd you learn about kind of doing a lot of sitting and watching and playing behind some great linebackers like Collier and Hodge last year?
watching, see how good they know the defense. They understand the defense. They know how to fly around. And I just took that and watched film and tried to do the same thing.
All right. Tim comes from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He attended Central Catholic High School, where this, I know this is true, but as a senior, you had three interceptions and returned all of them for touchdowns?
Yes, sir.
Did you play a little running back and stuff too?
I did a little wide receiver, but not too much.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty cool. Three picks and three touchdowns, right?
Yes, sir. You know, just going out there having fun. I was able to freelance around and just ball out.
Central Catholic High School is famous for a lot of reasons, but Dan Marino being the most famous alum, or maybe you'll tell me there are some others as well, too, but he's the one that I think a lot of people know of. Does everybody that goes there knows this is where Dan Marino went to high school?
Yes, he recently visited our high school my junior year, and he came and talked to the whole school, talked to the team and everything, and we got a chance to meet him and actually interact with him, so it was nice.
What's it mean to have a Pro Football Hall of Famer that walked the same halls as you did?
It's amazing. It makes you motivated to want to be like him and do the same for your city.
Yeah, and Central Catholic is literally right next door to the University of Pittsburgh. You can walk across the street from high school and be on their campus. Does being around a college campus, and particularly one with a high level of athletic teams, that help prepare you a little bit for being here at UB?
Well, yes, it's like a college prep school, so we were able to see the feeling of being free and doing things on your own, and it helped out a lot.
Right. What's it like growing up in Pittsburgh, where we know football means so much to everybody?
It's an amazing city. You know, everybody wants to come together, help out the city. A lot of the athletes are trying to help out the city, do as best we can to put on and show what the Pittsburgh is all about.
All right. So who are the Steelers or maybe other players that you've sort of always looked to when you were growing up?
Well, I was looking up to Ryan Shazier. He was a great linebacker, so I tried to play just like him.
Mm-hmm. He's a guy that's inspired you.
Yes.
How about are there other Pittsburgh athletes or other guys maybe you played in high school or played against that you've always patterned your game after a little bit?
Well, my team, I try to play just like my older brothers. Damar Hamlin played for Pitt, Bryson Gardner, all of them, David Adams, we all played on the same team, and they all ball and play hard, and I wanted to play just like that. So
what brings you here to Buffalo? What makes the decision for you to come and be a part of the Bulls?
It was a nice school, a nice opportunity. The coaches, that was my first offer. So the coaches showed that they really wanted me no matter what, and I accepted the role and came here.
So we've started to see a lot of what you can do on the football field. What are the next steps that Bulls fans are going to start to see from number five?
More leadership. I want to get the team to trust me even more and take ownership of the team and show that we really want this. We want the championship.
All right. He's playing a big role on the MAC's number one ranked defense. Tim, congratulations on the start of the season. Keep it up.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
That's Bulls linebacker Tim Terry.
Coming up next on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, some more cool statistics and tidbits about the way the Bulls have run the ball this season when we are joined by John Fuller for the Full of It segment. That is coming up on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
UB Football's fueled by Chick-fil-A on Walden Avenue. That's right, Chick-fil-A is located right here in Western New York and is the preferred post-game meal of UB football. Hey kids, be sure to come out to Kids Day at UB Stadium on Saturday, September 21st, as your Buffalo Bulls take on Temple. The first 500 kids 12 and under will receive a special gift courtesy of Chick-fil-A. That's Saturday, September 21st for Kids Day as the Bulls take on the Temple Owls. Chick-fil-A, home of the original Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. We have had a great lineup of guests, and that will continue. We thank Coach Leipold for his insights. Mike Nowitzki, the Bulls center. Tim Terry, the Bulls linebacker. Coming up, Mark Allnutt, director of athletics. But now it's time for the always exciting Full of It segment with John Fuller from the assistant athletic director for communications. You are chock full of good stuff this week. I know you always raise your game for the Ohio Bobcats and homecoming, don't you?
Well, yes, that's always, I mean, it's really kind of building into one of our bigger rivals in the conference, I would say. You know, it's really become a fun home and home series. And we kind of talked earlier in the show about just the dominance of the home teams. But if you really go back, like you said, it was 2009 is the last time the home team did not win in this series. And even overall, you look at, you know, we've been in the MAC since 1999. We've played them nine times and at UB Stadium and have won seven. We're 7-2 at home since joining the conference against Ohio, probably the most success we've had against any team at UB Stadium since joining the league.
Yeah, and you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about some of the memorable Temple games. There's a few Ohio games that kind of pop into the memory bank. The Phantom Safety game that UB won at UB Stadium the 1 year, the Sea of Hands Khalil Hodge interception 2 years ago that preserved the sixth win of the year. I mean, there's a couple that stick in my head. I think over the years, Brandon Oliver had a huge, maybe record-setting game 1 year against Ohio. I mean, there have been some memorable games in this
series.
Yeah,
I even remember, 2011 wasn't a particularly great year for the Bulls, but remember, you know, Ohio came in here with a pretty good record, and the Bulls upset them. And I just remember Richie Smith getting a fumble at the very end of the game to seal that win. So they've always been, you know, pretty competitive games and a good atmosphere.
Yeah, what did you tell me? Bulls are 7-2 all time against Ohio at UB Stadium, and that goes back to some of the years when there weren't a whole lot of wins on that season. Right.
So 2001, we were only in the FBS school for a couple of years. You know, not faring very well, obviously, just kind of making the jump. And we, Ohio comes in here, we beat them 44-0. 2003, our only win that year was Ohio at home beating Ohio at home that year. So, yeah, we've always seemed to have success against the Bobcats at UB Stadium.
Yeah, so another good reason to make sure you're out there on Saturday. Going to be a nice day. 3:30 kickoff for homecoming. It all gets started at 12:30 when Stampede Square opens. Walk to Victory at 1. Nerds Gone Wild on the concert stage at 1:30. And then the kickoff against the Bobcats at 3:30. Let's talk a little bit about the running game. It has been the dominant part of Buffalo's offense this year, and so dominant that it's starting to pop up in record books and NCAA lists.
Yeah, well, first off, how about Buffalo leads the nation in rushing attempts per game?
That is amazing.
256. Now, it's a little skewed because we played one extra game than Army and the other service academies who run primarily an option offense. But, yeah, we lead the nation in rushing attempts and have been successful running the ball. I mean, four of our first five games of the year, we've rushed for over 200 yards a game. And we're on pace to break every rushing record that we've had in school history.
And leading the way
amongst the guys leading the way is Jarrett Patterson, who, again, is doing some amazing things. 546 yards through the first five games. That's second in the MAC, 10th in the country for Jarrett Patterson.
Yeah, so Jarrett's played 19 career games. He's only 11 yards from being eighth in school history in career rushing through only 19 games.
Amazing.
He's only halfway through his sophomore season. So it's incredible what he's doing. You know, he had a 183-yard performance against Miami, including an 82-yard touchdown run, which was the longest touchdown run by a Bull since, remember, James Starks at Miami in the 2007 had the 91-yarder.
Yes.
So it's the longest touchdown run or run of any kind by a UB player in 12 years. So he's just really putting up some eye-popping numbers.
And that touchdown puts him into the top 10. Explain that as well,
too. Yeah, so his 18th career touchdown, already a 10th in school history in career touchdowns.
It's crazy. So 19 career games, 18 career touchdowns,
yeah.
Already top 10. And, again, there doesn't seem to be any doubt that the success is going to continue. And then you got Kevin Marks chipping in with another 100-yard game as well, too. And I think the oddity in all of that is it's weird to not win a game like that when you have two 100-yard rushers, but that doesn't happen very often. I have the sense that might not be the first time it happens this year.
Well, and the thing is, what's great about having two running backs that can run like that, I mean, we all remember Brandon Oliver, UB's all-time leading rusher, but he was carrying the ball 30, 40 times a game. I mean, Jarrett Patterson, I think, had 25 carries. Marks had 18 to 20 carries. So they're not carrying the ball that much, so they're both fresh. And it's nice to be able to have two backs that can go in, and you constantly have a fresh back going in, and to be able to, I think that helps with us be able to run the ball so well.
Right, and as Coach told us a little earlier on the show, he gives a lot of that credit to the offensive line. We heard from Mike Nowitzki earlier on the show, kind of a neat story in a lot of ways, his lacrosse background and then the desire to play football and then sort of the tutoring that he had under James O'Hagan. Mike, I said to Mike, I said, we haven't talked about your name very much. And that's probably the best thing for an offensive line.
Yeah, he's an interesting story in the sense that he was really more of a lacrosse player coming out of high school. Really highly recruited lacrosse player. I think he had an offer to go to Virginia.
He confirmed that in our interview,
which is,
yes.
Obviously one of the top lacrosse schools in the country. And just really fell in love with football. Was more of a tight end. Comes to UB, and the coaches had realized that he had the potential to play center and smartly put him there. And obviously learned a lot from James O'Hagan. Hasn't grown the hair out yet, which I thought he
we talked about this.
We thought he might have hanging around James.
He says there will be no long hair, no eye black, and no shirtless opportunity.
Yeah.
So at least you can relax a little bit about that,
right.
About having to control any shirtless photos of your starting offensive lineman. So, hey, John, good stuff. And, it would be pretty amazing to keep seeing the Bulls up at the top of that rushing attempts list, considering the teams that run the option and the wishbone or whatever else they run. The country, that's pretty cool.
Well, no doubt, and it also means that you're obviously doing things well on offense and on defense, that you're in games you can run the ball that much, so you're not resorted to having to just throw the ball over the field to stay in games. So it's when you're running the ball a lot, that means you're doing good things.
That's right. John Fuller is the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications. He joins us every week here on the UB Football Insider Show. John, enjoy homecoming. We'll see you on Saturday.
Thanks, Paul.
John Fuller giving us a little insight with the Full of It segment. We've got one more segment to go here on the show. We'll talk with Director of Athletics Mark Allnut about everything that is going on for homecoming 2019 on Saturday. That's when we return to Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. This is the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer.
Tropical Heating and Cooling.
Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your central air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Tropical Heating and Cooling.
Game Day returns to UB Stadium on Saturday, October 5th, when UB football team hosts MAC rival Ohio for the annual homecoming game presented by Town Auto.
Throws to the left, wide open, bullseye!
Before kickoff, enjoy a tailgate concert by local 80s band Nerds Gone Wild, along with food trucks, kid-friendly entertainment, and more. Round up your friends and family, wear your best blue and white to UB Stadium, and cheer on the Bulls. Kickoff is at 3:30 p.m. For tickets, call 1-877-UB-THERE or visit UBBulls.com.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield IMG College.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
It's the UB Football Insider Show as we come to you from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway. It's Buffalo's original pizzeria. This is going to be a great place, I mean Santora's, to come hang out either before or after Saturday's Bulls game. It's a 3:30 kickoff against Ohio. It is homecoming. All kinds of festivities tied to the annual homecoming game. For the details and the insight, we spend a couple of minutes with Bulls Director of Athletics, Mark Allnut. Well, Mark, it's homecoming on Saturday. That is always a big deal. Ohio coming to town makes it an even bigger deal. What do you got in store for everybody on Saturday at UB Stadium?
Well, first and foremost, it's homecoming. Opportunity for our alums to come back to campus and see the great things that are happening, you know, at our institution, you know, for our students to be involved. You know, they'll be coming off a big carnival, you know, the night before. So what better way to kick off a game against, you know, a high-profile, high-caliber opponent in Ohio at 3:30 on ESPN+. So plenty of going on, which I know we'll get into.
Yeah, we will. An opponent that you never lose to at home, or at least haven't in 10 years. That's good too, right?
So there you are. Already, don't jinx us now, Paul.
I mean,
please don't do that.
Facts are facts.
But again,
Mark.
You know, I think, you know, obviously, you know, how we've been playing at home last couple of years, we have a very good home record, and I feel that our team's going to be up for the challenge this weekend.
All right. It's along with all the homecoming activities, it is a typical action-packed Stampede Square festival going on. It opens at 12:30. Then you've got Nerds Gone Wild on the Stampede Square concert stage at 1:30. So aside from all the homecoming stuff, Stampede Square is always a fun place to be.
Always a place to be. As you mentioned, opens 4 hours before, so opportunity for folks to tailgate prior to the kickoff of our game. Nerds Gone Wild, you know, obviously that's going to, you know, conjure
that's
up some memories
music,
of back
right?
in the
that's
80s,
music,
you know, so
yes.
Walk Like an Egyptian and everything else that they'll be playing. So excited about that.
Can we get you to do the Egyptian dance thing there,
yeah,
maybe?
You know what, I might break an arm doing that. But I tell you, the other thing too is you know, our team will also come up from the hotel, and they'll do that walk, you know, right in front of Stampede Square, you know, as well. They'll do that about 1 o'clock. So plenty of activity moving forward. But you know, one thing we're excited about is honor the Mission 1A football team. You know, obviously that's it's about a 20-year reunion of that team as they made that transition to Division I. So, you know, a lot of the student athletes, the coaches and staff members, they're going to be back for that. And, you know, that actually starts Friday night with a reception here at Santora's. You know, so for folks out there that want to come and greet the guys, you know, they're more than welcome to come down here. But, you know, for them to come back and them also to be a part, you know, of the job that we're doing here for the department, and also see, you know, how things have changed. You know, a lot different from when you're making that jump from Division III, you know, Division I to, you know, what we have in place right now.
It's a great group of guys, and they did a lot of good things to lay the groundwork for what is happening now. You've been through some of those transitions throughout your career. Is part of your opportunity to meet some of those 99 guys to kind of understand what they went through and maybe get a little bit of perspective from stories about what that was like here?
Well, first of all, from a story standpoint, you know, everything is going to be exponentially, you know, better than what it was when you got there. So if I meet a guy who had, you know, 10 tackles in his career, he's going to have 100 tackles for his career. So, but I enjoy stories like that. I'm victim. I do that as well. But, you know, part of it too is to, you know, get more of an understanding of what they went through. You know, obviously, as you mentioned, the foundation to, you know, our program now, but then also for them to see, you know, the improvement that has occurred, you know, what we have in place to, you know, ensure that, you know, know, our student athletes can compete, you know, at this level, and also be able to share with them how they can support, you know, being able to move forward our program and our athletic department.
With Mark Allnutt, University of Buffalo Director of Athletics here on the UB Football Insider Show, what do you think is going to be the biggest surprise to some of those 99 guys? Maybe it's the obvious things that they'll see when they pull up, but what else do you think might surprise those guys who 20 years ago were on the ground floor of getting this program moving?
Well, you mentioned when they come up, they'll see the Murchie Family Fieldhouse, and that's something that they'll say, wow, wish we had that when we were back here playing. But when they go into the stadium, and they see the football facilities, and they see where in the past, you know, our weight room might have been here, or we met on folding chairs, and now look at these dedicated position meeting rooms. Look at the graphics that are out there that honor, you know, some of the student athletes in the past and the accomplishments that have happened. They'll see the fueling station. You know, for them, maybe nutrition back in the day was a bag of peanuts. You know, that's all that's all they had. But to be able to understand, you know, how we really, you know, consider and really value, you know, every aspect of developing the student athlete, I think that's something they're going to definitely warm up to. They're definitely going to appreciate. And then, you know, obviously understanding, you know, where they can support, you know, us to be able to build this program.
So I know when you're going to make your way, because you always do around Stampede Square, you're going to shake a lot of hands. You're going to talk to a lot of people, maybe some of those alums from 99 or other years, maybe just some general fans. If the question comes up from any of those group of people, what can we do to help? What's your answer?
You know, I say, you know, get involved, you know, first and foremost. You know, obviously when it comes to attending games, you know, become a season ticket holder, you know, because it's different from, you know, from person to person. So for me, it's, you know what, you're going to enjoy the atmosphere here at Stampede Square. You're going to enjoy the game. You know what, next game, you know, I challenge you to bring a few more people with you. And then outside of that, you know, we'll have various, you know, fundraising efforts that they can get involved with, whether it's the at the entry level or at the more of the capital project level that, you know, I can share with them. But, you know, for us to be successful, you know what, we need to have that, you know, consistent and growing crowd, you know, at UB Stadium. And for me to share with them, hey, you're going to enjoy your time here. You know, we're going to walk away with a victory. You know what, our next game is Central Michigan. Hey, bring a few more of your buddies. Bring some more friends. Bring in there. Bring a coworker, whatever the case might be, because that helps us continue to grow this.
All right. Well, if you're out there and you get a chance to meet Mark somewhere in Stampede Square on Saturday, make sure you say hello and maybe you talk a little bit about some of those topics. I know you're a guy who likes being out there, and I know you're going to shake a lot of hands there on Saturday, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. For
Mark
sure.
Mark Allnutt, the director of athletics, getting you ready for homecoming this Saturday as the Bulls take on the Ohio Bobcats. 12:30 Stampede Square opens. 1 o'clock walk to victory. 1:30 Nerds Gone Wild. 3:30 kickoff between the Bulls and the Bobcats. Mark, we'll see you there.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you.
We thank Mark for all the details about Saturday's homecoming activities. Make sure you're there. Stampede Square opening at 12:30, 1 o'clock walk to victory, 1:30 the Nerds Gone Wild on the concert stage, and then the kickoff at 3:30. You can hear it right here on ESPN 1520 if you can't get to UB Stadium, and you can see it on ESPN Plus. It's a big one in the Mackeys for the Bulls against a team that they have not lost to at home since 2009. We will see if that continues. We thank you for joining us on this week's edition of the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.